everybody. Welcome into the Eric Saint Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the dormer above my garage. You're like, easy, it looks a little different. You look closer. I for the longest time, I've done this show with behind the monitor, there's like a tripod. And the camera I'm using right now has always been attached to the tripod. It's taken me 5.5 years to figure out that the camera does not need a tripod. It attaches to the top of the monitor. Everybody knows that. Only an idiot like me would not know that. Hang on, I gotta move it though. A little bit off and messing me up. So, of course, I'm the last one to figure that out. Sorry, it's just some adjusting on the show. As much as I would love to discuss the all the stupidity that happened over the weekend with these fucking psychopath stalkers, what happened on the segment 18 page is just goddamn ridiculous. I talked to the guy who runs the page, Will Monroe, and I said, Will, I don't want you to take anything down, but I know him. I go, but buddy, what happened? I didn't do anything to these people. One crazy bitch took something that I said and said, oh my God, he said that Kelly made $70,000 a year. And then she said, and he said that Maitland was useless. And then they fucking flipped out. More on that later, but we got to get to the big topic, the big story, the assassination attempt of star of this show, President Trump. We're going to bring him in right now.
Good morning. This is America's favorite president.
Mr. President, it's EZ. How are you?
I'm afraid I didn't quite hear that. Is it LZ? LZ? Is that what you said? I couldn't quite hear you.
Mr. President, it's EZ. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got to be honest. I can't put the phone receiver up to my right ear as well as I used to. I'm afraid I am not a left. I'm not a left phone receiver kind of guy. I'm a right ear. I like the right ear, and I can't quite hear you, so I don't know who you are. I assume, of course, that you know me quite well. I am going to assume that you know me very well, perhaps.
So, sir, are you saying, yeah, this is EZ. Can you put it on speaker, maybe? I don't know. I mean, what the fuck?
Put it on a pecker? I don't understand. I don't understand what that is at all. I don't understand.
No.
Hold on. Let me get my assistant in here. Claudia, can you get in here for a sec? I can't figure out the phone. There's a man on it. He's talking. I think he said he was EF or something like that. Oh, Big Fraud Zane. Big Fraud Zane.
There you go. Mr. President, oh my God, thank God you're alive.
Well, we are certainly alive. We are probably doing better than ever before, actually. Hold on, we're going to try to put you on speakerphone. I think that will work so much better.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
Big Fraud, can you hear me?
Yes, it sounds fantastic, sir.
Oh, that is so much better. I cannot put the phone directly to the ear. It is very painful. And like I said, I'm not a left ear guy. I've always been a right ear guy.
I
use the phone.
I'm with you on that. I prefer the right side. But you can't do that because your ear got blown off.
Well, I wouldn't say blown off. I mean, it was a total miss. So sad for the individual that died. Very sad, actually, and it was a total mess. They grazed my ear, and they made great pictures, though. If you think about it, those pictures are probably going to win me the election, probably more than you've ever known, actually.
That is something that's crossed my mind. You totally seized the moment. Though you had shots being fired at you, you were pumping your fist like a black power, and you were going, fight, fight.
Fight. Oh, yes. We have to fight. We have to fight. And our great patriots, they paid the price. They paid the price that dreadful day. What a terrible thing that has happened to our country. The shooter did such a terrible job. Terrible job the shooter did, but we took care of him. The Secret Service, they protected me. They did great things, and they took out the trash, so to speak.
Now, when you went down, sir, I heard you say that your shoes fell off. Had you taken them off beforehand, or did they fall off when you threw yourself on the ground? What happened?
Well, big friend Zane, I don't know if you know this, but actually, maybe you do. We were just talking about it on your program. I was trying out these new tennis shoes that were going to be selling for $49.95. They've got the gold insignia on it for $45. Tremendous shoe. I think it's probably the best shoe. When I went down, the Secret Service dived. You couldn't see it on the camera. I'm
right.
Sure they dived at me. They took me down. You know, they did this to Reagan.
Yeah, they
roughed them up, too. I mean, they're trying to protect you, so they're not caring about you. They're just trying to make sure they're the bullets. They're taking them. And so they, with great force, they brought me down even further, and then my shoe came off.
Right.
I mean, it was terrible. I couldn't lose the shoe. We had to get the shoe back. So as soon as I got up, I said, we got to get the shoes. I didn't care what was going on around or behind me or anything like that.
No,
we had
no.
to get the shoe. It was the prototype of the design shoe that we are going to sell for $49.95.
Right, right. Well, enough about the shoes, sir. Let's talk about the attempt on your life. What do you think is the background of this? What the hell brought this on, sir?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you want me to speculate, I would probably say it was a job done by the crooked Democrats. You know, they say they're telling me, I don't know if this is true. Of course, you can't believe the FBI. They're telling me this guy was a registered Republican, which is probably a fabricated fact. We don't know.
Okay.
But I would say it was probably an inside job, probably by Joe Biden and his crooked Democrats.
Now the president reached out to you. Did he say, how's my vice president doing or anything like that? Because I know he's been calling you his vice president for quite some time.
Oh, I know. He's so incognizant. He's got the dementia. We don't know what else is wrong with him. And to be honest, I didn't take the call. One of my people took the call. I was not going to talk to that guy. I have no interest in talking to him. He's such a piece of trash. I mean, he's obviously doing what he has to do to try to take the limelight
right.
and put it towards him. But it's totally my limelight. I mean, I took the bullet and grazed my earball, not his.
So this pretty much, if it wasn't solidified before, like I think it was, this pretty much makes you a shoo-in to win by an absolute landslide. Here you are standing down goddamn bullets and with black power signs above your head in defiance. That is going to win. That was a great move by your. I would have done the same goddamn thing.
Oh, it's great. You know, I've got the sound of whizzing bullets going across my ear. My right ear is pierced and scratched and bloodied, and it's terrible. The right tip of it, the upper part of my right ear, it's terrible, but we've best science ever. We've got that thing fixed you wouldn't believe.
No.
I'm still going to be doing the Republican National Convention.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there. We're not going to let this terrible thing that's happened. We're not going to let that get in the way of my schedule.
No, and you need
to. That would be so bad if we let that get in the way of the schedule.
Absolutely
not.
So
we are continuing. We are continuing, of course, Big Fraud. And, it's pretty great if you think about it. I mean, I took this bullet, and the other guy behind me, I guess he took it really bad. He died.
Yes,
and a couple people were injured. It's terrible.
Yeah, he did
terrible
die.
Terrible what's happened to them.
Yeah.
And that's just terrible. There's no other way to look at that. I mean, these people, they did not intend to come to a rally and get shot at.
No.
So it's terrible. And the truth is, the debate performance from Joe Biden was so terrible. And now this, I mean,
so basically,
I'm going to win.
So basically, Biden was so bad. He's known he's so bad. And you're suggesting he tried to kill you. That didn't work. Do you think maybe he'll hire one to try to kill him and maybe he can get some favor from the people as we kind of get nearer and nearer to the stretch run of this campaign?
Big Fred Zane, I know it's a lot of speculation on your part right there. That's probably actually the most speculation I've ever heard from you because you're trying to be like a shock jock or something with that kind of a question. I mean, that was a terrible question. Actually, think about that for a second. And the things that you implied that would be going on in our country, to suggest that a staged shooting would happen is a terrible thing. I think you really should rethink your patriotism, Big Fraud.
Well, sir, I know a lot of people, there were a few people that actually said that they're sad that the shooter missed. How do you react to that, sir?
Well, that's terrible. I mean, can you imagine me going on stage and wishing somebody dead? That's never happened, and it's never going to happen. I would never wish somebody dead, unless, of course, they were Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or something like that. They should totally die. But listen. Listen, we don't condone those sorts of death things like that. We are so religious. God saved me, if you think about it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Law enforcement, it's true. It's so true because of God. I mean, he sent the killer there. He sent the killer there, but he did not get me. Thanks to God, he did not get me. He did not get me, and we're so religious. We're so religious. We pray for everyone. We pray for those that were injured as well, and of course, the one that died. We pray so bigly,
sir. Have we come to a conclusion as to who the running mate is? Who's going to be your vice president on the ticket, vice presidential candidate?
I've been known for comedy from time to time, Big Fraud Zane. If I were to say Joe Biden, would that be funny to you?
No.
Because I think I'm going to reveal that. I'm not prepared to reveal that right now. I mean, so honestly, maybe we don't even need a vice president. I've said it before.
No.
Maybe we don't need it. I mean, if you think about it, if you look at my agenda for 2025, I mean, I don't know if it needs more people.
There's been talk about that Goliath kid of yours, Barron. And I don't know if there's an age limit needed to be VP, but... Yeah, you should put Barron on the ticket. What the fuck? Who cares?
Melania is not a big fan of the public limelight.
And no?
She's kept him very, very secluded for good reasons. For good reasons. Yeah, you'll be very... Maybe decades from now, you'll be like, it makes sense. It makes total sense.
Do you think there's any chance that Barron had sex with his mother?
I would certainly hope so. She is a stunning woman. If you look at her, she's... tremendous, actually. I've bought the best wife, if you think about it. She's wonderful. Great face. I mean, look at how old she is. She's very old, but she's very attractive. Very not old. As attractive as Ivanka, of course, but very attractive.
Sir, as always, it's great to have you with us. We're so happy. Everybody is so excited that you were not killed, but no one in the audience, I take it back, there's a few that are probably going to vote for you, but a lot of there are some actual people in the audience who wish you had been hurt worse. So just a little food for thought.
That's terrible. That's terrible. That's such a terrible thing, by the way. I can't believe people in your audience, Big Fraud Zane, probably one of the biggest conservative supporters in our country, would think so terribly on us. I mean,
I know.
I can't even put the phone up to my ear right now because of the bandage, and this is the kind of thing that.
Right.
I mean, my goddamn shoe fell off, and it was a fucking protocol. I mean, terrible,
sir,
your audience.
Sir,
so terrible.
Sir, as always, we appreciate you, but I gotta let you go here. Oh, fuck. God damn it. He kind of lost his shit on that. Oh. Oh, that was something. Couple of things I want to get into today about the assassination attempt on Trump. Of course I don't have it ready. I'm such an asshole. There was a moment in time during that speech when Trump saved his own life. And it was just kind of a wild moment. And the graphic of this is included right here. This video shows you, this is the line that the bullet took where it grazed the ear. His head was like this, and this is where the bullet would have hit and destroyed his head and his a good portion of his brain, and probably would have killed him. Let's watch. He does a simple head turn at the very last second.
We see something that said, take a look at what happened. He sees.
Okay, now they're going to slow it down. Because you kind of missed it at full speed.
Something that said, take a look what happened.
Okay, now, I'm sorry about the audio because they slow it down. By the way, that chick's a total babe back there. This is slowed down even further and it does a pause.
Take a look what happened.
Head tilt. Shot. And then it hits him. The reactions from the people.
We see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh. We see some.
Wow. That's fucking scary as shit. It was so close to having his head just fucking blown off. My God. At least he hit the deck. Biden would have walked towards it. Oh, shit. That's so true, though. Patrick says Trump was incredibly lucky. It would be hard to shoot someone and just get their ear and not their head. You're absolutely right. Corey says, that shot with iron sights is pretty damn impressive. So is that what it was? Was it just an iron sight or did he have a scope on it? Because if he had a scope on that rifle, that's an easy shot. A 130-yard shot is not a hard shot at all with a scope. Bob says, I heard he had a sight of some sort, but not magnified. Linda says, my brother has a sight, no scope, on his gun that makes it so even I can be a good shot. Yeah, 150 yards with iron sights. My God. That was fucking crazy. And I think the whole idea of the setting being, why wasn't that rooftop like covered with special agents or what do you call it? Secret Service or whoever the fuck. There were, like all the other buildings had good guys on the buildings. And there was no one on that building. And he was seen scaling up to get on the roof with the gun over his shoulder and shit. Like that was part of it. He was seen doing that. God, it was a fucking video I wanted to show too. Where the fuck did I put that video? I'm not the most organized today. I'm not going to lie. I am not going to lie. I could have swore I had a video that was taken. Yes, it was taken from the BBC. Give me a second. My shit is all messed up today. I apologize for that. This is a BBC reporter who's just been following the president. And then all that shit went down. BBC reporter is talking to a guy who witnessed all of the stuff leading up to the shots being fired. It's some local dude who's a Trump supporter. And this is how
that was here. You weren't inside the event,
nope,
but you were just outside. Tell us what you saw and what.
So we had a party here all day. You can see behind us the Brinkles Farming Greenhouse here. We had a party. And we all decided, hey, you know, when we hear Trump up there, we're going to walk up through the field, stand by the trees out there under the shade, and watch the, and listen to the rally. Right?
Guys wearing the, I can't tell if the orange hair on that hat is built into the hat or that's his real orange hair. This dude couldn't look more like a jackass.
But we could hear him. So we walked up and
it's definitely built into the hat, but I had to really look.
And probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know.
By the way, there was a moment in this. I was reading a timeline of the events where one cop like helped boost another cop up to look, and bad guy turned around and saw them and actually postured to shoot, and they took cover immediately. Now, I don't know how much time from that happening to the actual shooting taking place, but at that point, his cover was blown, and still he was able to get those shots off.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up
you
there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police and the Secret Service.
Wow.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service. We were looking at.
Okay. I'm not the conspiracy guy, which means I'm about to talk conspiracy. Whenever anybody says, I'm not the conspiracy guy, I'm not either. But what the fuck is going on here? He's on top of a building. He's surrounded by Secret Service people. There's no one on that fucking building. This guy is saying, get him, get him. He's right there. And they're like, hey, how you doing? Huh? How the fuck can this be?
At us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars?
Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
Did you see, obviously everyone.
It's a farm, by the way. It's a guy's farm. And adjacent to the farm is the building that the guy was on top of. It's a manufacturing facility. And if you were to look, there's fucking good guys on all these roofs, but not on that roof. He could, like, wave to the good guys.
When the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh, yeah, they blew his head off.
Okay, sorry.
Secret Service blew his head off.
Okay, just be careful because we don't even quite know who's watching, but you're pretty sure they shot the guy?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
Yep.
You saw that happen?
Yep.
He puts his hands up like a motherfucker and goes, fight!
Okay.
Yep.
And did you see them go up to him?
Look, and they're all chanting. They're going, yeah! And there's dead people. Like, the one guy is dead, and people are, fuck. This whole thing is fucked.
Afterwards, or
they crawled up on the roof. They had their guns pointed at him, make sure he was dead. He was dead, and that was it. It was over.
That's incredibly shocking.
The guy was on the roof right there. You can see the white roof right there.
Did you get a look at him? Could you?
I no. Other than he was in muted colors, tan type clothing. We saw the rifle flinging around as he was trying to crawl. I mean, we saw the rifle, 100%.
Do you know about guns? Do you know what kind of weapon it was?
Oh, I absolutely know about guns, for sure. It's a rifle.
He asked a Trump fan, do you know about guns?
Of some sort. I wouldn't know, I wasn't close enough to read the label on it.
But it was
a rifle of some sort. Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you process what you've just seen?
I don't know what to say, man. I'll tell you is, if I walked up close to there with anything that Secret Service considered a problem, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you right now. But I don't know why a guy who we're standing there pointing out to police and Secret Service.
I was also reading the account, minute-by-minute account, that guy raised suspicions upon entering the area near the perimeter of the event, that there was he looks funny, he's acting funny. I don't know, maybe I'm sure his anxiety level was high. He's not really blending in with everybody might be in a jovial mood. He wasn't doing that. So they were aware of something going on. I just can't get past the idea that basically a pot shot from however close that was, is, completely vulnerable.
Service is crawling up the roof. Yes, right there by that tree. We were outside the security perimeter. But my question is, there's only a few buildings around here. Why is Secret Service not at every building here?
Well, there's a whole bunch of questions, I think, that are going to come.
There's a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Yes, she was right in front of me. She kept going back and forth right in front of me. Yes.
Tell us about her.
I mean, nice horse, nice lady running with a flag. Seemed very, patriotic.
But what's the significance of her?
No, he asked me if I saw a horse.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Some guy goes, was there a horse nearby? Yeah, there was a horse.
All right, well, listen, I'm sorry you had to witness that. That was a terrible thing. And you should stay safe with your family and
gotcha.
Yourself. Thanks for your
gotcha,
time.
Man.
I like that guy. Well, goddamn. Hey, friends, it's Joe Pal Easy with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. A video of the psychopath. This is the dude right here. Maureen says, why did that guy sound like me?
My
apparently
name is
this
Thomas.
Dude hated hated Trump. This is just a short video of his.
My name is Thomas Matthew Crooks. I hate Republicans. I hate Trump. And guess what? You got the wrong guy.
What?
My name is Thomas Matthew Crooks. I hate Republicans. I hate Trump. And guess what? You got the wrong guy.
Well, that's creepy as shit. Fuck. A video soon surfaced online in which a man can be heard saying that the security agencies got the wrong guy. Shooter could also be Maxwell Yerick. What's going on here? Did I get that wrong? Reports indicate that Maxwell Yerick, 30, had pleaded guilty in Allegheny County in connection with a police altercation during an anti-Trump protest almost a year ago. Can someone explain to me what the fuck just happened? The FBI, leading the investigation, identified the shooter as Thomas Matthew Crooks. The FBI has identified Thomas Matthew Crooks, 20, of Bethel Park, PA, as the subject involved in the assassination attempt of Trump. A video soon surfaced in which a man can be heard saying that they got the wrong guy. So, was this... I'm confused. Corey says people are spreading this picture on Twitter saying it was him. That's why he's saying you have the wrong guy. So the guy that I just played, that's not the killer? Is that what you're telling me? Well, then what the fuck? Is this guy... Is that guy's name is the same as the killer's? And Tyler says, then why is he saying it like such a psycho? All right. So, Corey, can you like just answer like entirely what just happened? Give me a little synopsis. Can you please give me a synopsis of what just happened? Are you telling me the guy that I played had absolutely nothing to, he's not dead. This was shot after the assassination attempt. I thought that the dude looked quite a bit older than 20. I'm so confused now. I was like, watch this. This guy, he posted this just before he tried to blow the president's head off. Oh my God, it's like a terrible. Good old EZ did zero research on this one. Motherfucker. Okay, well, whatever. What is that? That was a comment there. I can't read it because my eyes are gone. Clark Nader 707 says someone must have video of this. There is a Zapruder film somewhere. Everyone has a video camera in their hands today. Corey says that this dude's picture went around on Twitter because he is a white guy with long hair and glasses. So that guy didn't do it. All right. Well, forget that part of the podcast. Piano Finger Banger says, now Trump and Stormy Daniels have something in common. They've both been shot in the face. Arc Flash says, the guy that I played the video of, is that our pal Tofus? The question, did you see the horse, though? That was like Larry King. What did he do with the food? Yeah, I so wanted to see video footage of the guy on the roof getting his head blown off. This whole thing was so fucked.
An accurate picture.
What the fuck is going on? This should not be happening. Shut up. This video, this story by NPR, look at it. So this is not the guy. I am Thomas Crooks. Video of Trump-hating man surfaces after rally shooting. The FBI, which is leading the investigation into the assassination bid of Trump, identified the shooter as Thomas Matthew Crooks. And so NPR, well, maybe this isn't NPR. Times Now, I saw the logo and thought it was NPR. I'm just going to shut the fuck up here. Such an asshole. I was at Ben's wedding. By the way, congrats to Ben and Angela. Ben and his significant other, Mrs. Ben. She may have been one of the prettiest brides I have ever seen. Holy cow. I mean, when we all stood up at Ben's wedding and turned and saw her, wow. I mean, we are talking an absolute stone cold stunner. She actually took my breath away. I went, whoa. Diana's like, oh my God. Ben said out loud, because I see a lot of you are saying, how did her teeth look? You thought I was going to say teats. Her teeth look. But Ben said, your hair. I love your hair. Did Ben cry when he saw her? God knows he should have, because he's got his wagon hitched to just an angel sent from heaven. I'll tell you that right now. He did not cry. I didn't see that. Ben spoke at one point. He spoke during the ceremony when he said his vows. And I was like, oh, boy, he didn't fuck it up. And then he spoke at the reception and did not fuck it up. He was on point. Kenny says, did he He did have a one long but I think, and by the way, one of his family members comes walking up because we were seated at a table and we were next to Aunt Jenny. She's an elderly lady sitting next to Diana and Aunt Jan or Cousin Jan or somebody like that. And she goes, oh my God, Eric, hello. I said, hi, nice to meet you. And she goes, we just wanted to thank you. I go, you want to thank me? You have whipped him into shape. I go, me? What are you talking about? She goes, first of all, Ben looks up to you. And I go, well, that's very sweet. That's, you know, I mean, Ben's great. I love Ben. I love him like an old son. If I had kids young. Or a really young brother. And she goes, well, you know, ever since he's been associated with you or whatever. He's really blossomed. He's come out of his shell. And I didn't have the heart to tell her. It's like, look, all I've done is beat the shit out of him. I've been trying to punch the retard out of him. So, I mean, all right, I'll take that. Chris says, did he talk about Sunday's weather forecast? Oh my God. Anthony and Ben. The Anthony and Ben weather forecast. How could we ever forget those? Oh, those are great moments. By the way, Anthony's back on the air again in Grand Rapids. You can put on 1340 AM or 106.1 FM. Now, they're both really low power. The AM thing is, you know, city grade. You can just get it in Grand Rapids. The 106.1 is called a translator. It's a big pile of shit, but you can get it. So Bellino is on, and he's going up against Matt Shepard, the one who fucking fired him. How about that? So Bellino's on the warpath. He usurped all of those radio stations on the in the state of Michigan. I'm so proud of him. Great job. Just don't be boring, okay? None of that shit. Tyler says, I'm listening to Anthony. Shepard is boring as hell, and Ben's replacement is such a fucking dork. I can't stand it when he talks. Oh, fucking shit. Did you say Shep owns the radio station too, so he fired Anthony and Ben for himself? Correct. Well, he owns the network. He went in with Marty on the Michigan Sports Network. All right? They have two shows, the X's and Bros show and the Huge show on that network. Marty and Shepard are the co-owners. And Shepard fired Anthony and put himself on. And then Anthony went ahead and said, ah, fuck you. He banged on the door of all the radio stations that he was on. And they said, yeah, you're right. Shepard sucks dick. Let's put you on. And so he took all the radio stations. I've never heard anything quite like that. I was talking to Anthony. I go, boy, it usually doesn't work out like this. In fact, I've never heard this. This is unprecedented to have this type of usurping like this. Statewide web address, quack, quack. That comes from the duck that went by the name of Bill back in the BBL days. And Ben started doing an impression of Bill Simonson in duck form. Do you have a staff meeting today? Says Donut Dan. Thank you for reminding me. My God, I would have forgotten that because I feel like chit-chatting away. Thanks, guys. That's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna go over for the staff meeting for Q100 and come back and continue this show. And it's a bummer because I got 53 viewers here right now. That's like an all-time high. I guess I'm doing something right. So more about Trump. I've got a lot more to talk about on this Trump thing. And I have to talk about in the next act about this fucking segment 18 war with these piece of shit fucking simp loser fucks. All right. Leave the stream up and do a be right back screen. Okay, I'll talk to you guys. Thank you. You want me to leave the stream up? I don't even know if I can do that. Webcam. No, I can't do that. All right. I'll talk to you a little later on. Thanks. Bye-bye.